It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com. And of course, you can catch it on the 77 WABC app. This radio show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many professions and business categories, including social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, strategic planning, communications, entrepreneurship, financial planning, marketing and advertising, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and takeaways to actually get you ahead in today's business world. As we open each week, a couple of thank yous. Special thank you to Avadia for orchestrating all the details here. A special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, and the team at Bottom Line Marketing Group plays a great support role. Rena, Srilli, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And the great team here at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you very much. Also special thank you to the various ways that this show is syndicated. Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column, so far has featured episodes from David, the interview with David Colby, Christine Comerford, and the upcoming interview I'm going to have with John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi and the present CMO of RX Advance. Those were all featured in Mishpacha Magazine. We're also on C-Suite Radio, Audio Boom, iTunes, and the dedicated YouTube channel. In fact, tonight's edition is going to be a dedicated episode. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis is an entire channel. If you subscribe, you're automatically notified to all the new videos that go up. Also on C-Suite TV, the first episode with Dawn Fay, district president at Robert Haft International Incorporated, is up. That's at C-Suite TV. And of course, all previous episodes are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Special thank you to last week's guest, Jay Buxbaum, executive vice president of marketing at Royal Wine Corporation. That is available. And just in case you missed it, no worries. WABCBizRadio.com is where you can get it. You can access the video, iTunes. You just want to listen on your computer. Any way you want to get it, it's available. And just a final reminder, all previous episodes, roughly 90 episodes to date, are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. The interview with Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers. What about the interview we had with Jeffrey Hazlett, Captain Sully Sullenberger? The list goes on. Incredible interviews week in and week out. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Well, this special edition of Mind Your Business is going to talk about an incredibly important concept, and it has to do with the world of the overwhelming world of the Medicaid system and how people need to be aware of many of the details and complexities. And there is an incredible company out there, Senior Planning Services, that could greatly benefit people. And it really affects everyone because everyone eventually gets old and they need to really plan for this. So some background about Senior Planning Services. They guide their clients through the overwhelming Medicaid system. Thousands of Medicaid applicants have relied on their expertise to secure their financial future. Tonight, we're going to be speaking with a variety of C-level executives at the company, Ben Mandelbaum, Michael Steinberg, Mayor Kaplan, Isaac Itzkowitz, and therefore we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition where we will discuss the risks of navigating the healthcare system on your own, the basic requirements for Medicaid application, the verification, and how to retain your assets and prevent spousal impoverishment. It's a real treat and an honor to have these guests in the studio because there's so many people out there that really need to know this information and can benefit from it. We're going to open with Michael Steinberg, the Director of Business Development at Senior Planning Services. Michael, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, okay. Let's talk about Medicaid, the world of Medicaid. We're not even going to talk about what's going on with the healthcare system and the fact that a couple of days ago, Trump didn't get his way and Obamacare is still in effect. Let's move that on the side for a second. What's the first step for someone who's seeking to apply for Medicaid?
the first step and the most important step when somebody is seeking to get Medicaid for their loved one is to get educated.
Okay.
The Medicaid rules and guidelines are forever changing, and the smallest mistake can really cost you tens of thousands of dollars.
That much?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the cost of care, whether you're in the community or in a skilled nursing facility, especially in a skilled nursing facility, you're running about anywhere between $10,000 to $15,000 a month. So
wow.
The smallest mistake can really cost you a lot of money. And I encourage everybody, the first step, what you should do is get that education.
Wow. Now, what's some of the documentation that a person would need? So
the basic documentation that somebody would need is, first and foremost, they need to provide documentation showing that they are a U.S. citizen.
Okay.
So whether that's a birth certificate or a passport,
mm-hmm.
Some type of photo identification, Medicare card, Social Security cards, and, of course, the financial statements from the past 5 years.
Okay. Now, what are some of the basic requirements for Medicaid eligibility?
As far as whether somebody needs to be clinically eligible and financially eligible,
okay.
On the clinical side, they need to be 65 years or older and or permanently disabled or permanently blind. And then obviously there's the whole financial piece of it. But ultimately, initially, they need to be 65 or above
mm-hmm.
or permanently disabled.
Now, you touched on this a moment ago. What are some of the common pitfalls that applicants face? Like, you touched on the five-year look back. Maybe you could discuss that. What is that all about?
Okay, so I'll answer both of your questions, the mm-hmm. common pitfalls and the five-year look back. Some of the common pitfalls, first and foremost, is trying to gather the documentation which is needed, which we'll get into in a moment, which is the five-year look back. But
mm-hmm.
just getting out there, doing the legwork, gathering all the documentation, whether you're dealing with vital statistics or the financial institutions, gathering all the statements that are needed. Number one, it's extremely time-consuming. It's extremely frustrating when you have to wait on hold with these financial institutions. You try to do it on your lunch break, and then you have to wait on hold for a half hour.
And
they pick up.
And they are on their lunch break.
Correct. So that gets extremely frustrating, and that is a pitfall where you cannot gather all the documentation that you need. As far as the five-year look back, in order for somebody to be financially eligible for Medicaid, and let's mm-hmm. just use a single individual because that's really the simplest way to go for now, but the threshold for a single individual to be eligible for nursing home Medicaid is $14,850.
Okay.
Once somebody hits that magic number, they are financially eligible for Medicaid. However, it's not as simple as just going to the Medicaid office and saying, hey, look, I have $14,850,
right.
Now give me Medicaid.
Right.
Medicaid says it's very nice that you have that today, but how did you get there? And we want to see, and they do a full financial audit on every individual for 5 years going back. So that means you need to gather every statement from every checking account, savings account, money market, stocks, bonds, annuities, IRAs, life insurance policies, anything that has any kind of cash value. They want to see a full five-year financial look back on that. And once they do that, then they will determine your eligibility to see if those funds were properly spent down, which means when they're going through the five-year look back,
mm-hmm.
those funds can only be spent on the applicant or the applicant's spouse. So that's another tremendous pitfall that individuals face, because if you fail to provide the proper verifications to Medicaid and showing where your money went to, how it was spent with the proper verifications, they're going to either impose a penalty or even a denial.
Mm.
So that's a tremendous pitfall that people do get into.
Now, what is the concept of Medicaid allowable expenses?
Okay, so Medicaid allowable expenses, which means, again, we're going back to that five-year look back. They're
mm-hmm.
reviewing everything. To put it in a nutshell, anything that's for the benefit of the applicant or the applicant's spouse is a Medicaid allowable expense. So just to give you a couple of examples, for a single individual, they can set up what's called a prepaid funeral,
mm-hmm.
where they're paying their funeral in advance, mm-hmm. so long as it's irrevocable. They can pay for their care for a loved one in a skilled nursing facilities. They can hire a company called like Senior Planning Services to assist them with the Medicaid application.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of spousals, there's a whole lot more that you can do. And that's why I get back to that first point. The most important piece here is to make sure that you're educated on the do's and don'ts of Medicaid.
Now, what is this issue of a Medicaid spend down, if I quote unquote?
The issue with is, again, unfortunately, some people are not well-versed and not well-educated. Mm-hmm. Many people are giving their children Christmas presents or birthday presents or just giving money to their loved ones, and they're not doing anything illegal. But when it comes time for Medicaid, they didn't know that they weren't allowed to do that, and that's a causes a tremendous issue. Spend down really, again, varies for a single individual or a spousal. Like I mentioned before, a single individual has to get down to that $14,850. If you have a spousal, the spouse in the community gets to keep a minimum of approximately $74,000 and a maximum of $120,000. So there's a lot of different options once you get into the spousal scenario. You know, I definitely encourage everybody to get that education. And we at Senior Planning do offer a 100% free Medicaid education and consultation to anybody, regardless of their situation, whether they would like to retain our services or not, doesn't matter. They can give us a ring at 516-500-7364. Again, one more time, that's 516-500-7364. We will answer all your questions, go through your scenario, getting a good understanding of what's going on today, what has been going on over the past 5 years, and then give you a clear understanding of what you need to do to make sure that your loved one gets Medicaid quickly and efficiently and you get the right results that you are looking for.
You know, what I love about the feedback that I get on the show is the variety of guests and topics. And this is such a critical topic for everyone, for really everyone out there. I mean, is there a particular time that you find that people wake up and then they like, oh, if I only knew, I would have done this right?
Absolutely. I mean, we meet with hundreds of families a month. And it's time and time again where it's unfortunate where people are just waking up too late. And if only they would have known, you know, a couple years back or even a little sooner, there's so much more money that they were able to preserve, so many different options that they were able to do. And yes, it's sad because we hear it all the time, you know, mom or dad has worked so hard their whole life, and now they have to spend everything down to the nursing home. So when you're being proactive and you get started early on, you'll see those better results and everybody will be happier at the end of the day.
Wow. Again, can you please repeat the phone number for people to be in touch with Senior Planning Services?
Sure. That's 516-500-7364. Again, 516-500-7364.
Wow, Michael, really a great perspective. Thank you so much for joining me here.
Thank you.
That's Michael Steinberg, the Director of Business Development at Senior Planning Services. We're going to talk with more guests from this incredible company. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
Hi, this is Yitzhak Saftlis of Mind Your Business. Well, I'm happy to announce that recently Mind Your Business joined C-Suite TV. Well, are you looking for some great business content other than right here on this show? Then check out C-Suite TV and watch in-depth interviews and business content for C-level executives and entrepreneurs. Watch and get insider secrets on demand by going to csuitetv.com. Again, that's csuitetv.com. C-Suite TV, business insights on demand. And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC in the Newark, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com and, of course, on the 77 WABC app. This special edition of Mind Your Business is with various C-level executives of Senior Planning Services. My guest right now is the marketing manager, Mayor Kaplan. Mayor, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Yes, no, this is a treat, a pleasure, and every single show really provides the listeners with incredible amount of important information. And this show is really beyond the world of just business because, let's face it, everyone at some point gets old and real decisions have to be made about their financial planning, et cetera. And this topic, this discussion is really critical. There's no other way of putting it. Let's talk about, if I may, someone putting their loved one in a facility. Obviously, that's fraught with so many complications and such a difficult decision. But what are some of the common challenges that people face when they take that step?
You know, one of the biggest challenges that families face that we hear on a daily basis is choosing the right facility for their mom or dad, for their loved one.
Right.
Picking the right facility that will suit their needs. You know, there's not that much time picking a facility, picking a nursing home. Nobody plans to ever go into a nursing home. Somebody ends up in a hospital, you know, the hospital keeps them for 24, 48 hours, and then the discharge planner says, well, guess what? Now you got to go ahead and pick a facility. The facility ends up, you know, they try to pick somewhere where they live, or where the hospital is, or just the closest distance that they're able to go ahead and, you know, visit, you know, so on and so forth. But again, all this process comes into a shock. You know, they went into a hospital, they thought they were coming home, and now they end up having to go into a long-term skilled facility. What is the next step? Where do I go? Who can I turn to?
So how does Senior Planning Services handle and help people with that?
So Senior Planning Services, we have a division, a placement division that gets involved, that we help the families navigate the process. You know, when somebody does end up in a hospital and then they end up having to go to a nursing home, they don't know where to go. They don't know where to choose from. The different costs that go into a facility as well that the families were not ready to go ahead and start to just jump into. Senior Planning Services, what we do is we come in and pretty much handle the entire burden for that family from A to Z.
I'm like overwhelmed. Like it's such a complicated process.
This is a very, very complicated process. Two or three weeks ago, I was dealing with my own grandfather that was in a adult home. Okay. And all of a sudden, just had an issue breathing, ended up in a hospital, ended up having to go to a nursing home. And my aunt, who was very, very involved, didn't even know where to turn to, didn't even know how to choose what to do. She knew that I was dealing with Medicaid. She knew that I helped families get onto the Medicaid application process. She didn't know that I was familiar with all the facilities and knowing which one that, you know, my grandfather would actually would suit him best. It ended up all working out, thank God.
And certainly because she had a nephew who knew the industry.
Yes.
Wow. Now, before getting into more questions, how could someone reach the firm in order to access your great depth and knowledge in this area?
Senior Planning Services, we have there's a telephone number, 516-500-SENIORS. Again, it's 516-500-SENIORS. That's S-E-N-I-O-R-S.
What about a website?
They can go onto our website, which is www.senior-planning.com. They can call us at any one of these telephone numbers.
The 516. Now, you're also on social media. If, let's say, someone wants to follow.
Sure, we are on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram.
Gotcha.
You name it, we are all over the internet. Gotcha. Very, very accessible to anybody.
Now, let's talk about gifting. Can you explain what is the concept of gifting?
So the concept of gifting is a very, very scary process when it comes to Medicaid in general. The Medicaid philosophy is that your funds are to be spent on your cure. Okay. What's right or wrong is irrelevant to Medicaid. Medicaid is not interested in hearing, well, I felt holiday came around, I wanted to go ahead and gift out funds. It's irrelevant. Your funds are to be spent on your cure. But like I said before, nobody ever stops and says, wait, hold on one second, I'm about to give a gift. Let me plan for Medicaid. Let me not give that gift.
It doesn't even enter the mind.
Correct. Now, on the flip side of giving a gift, I can't say anybody else does, ever holds on to a gift in order to go ahead and give that gift back. So when it comes to gifting to Medicaid.
Like most people.
So when it comes to Medicaid gifting is one of the scariest things to go into. And the reason for that is, and I believe Michael touched on, you know, this before, is that Medicaid gifting can cause a penalty on a Medicaid application for somebody going long-term in a facility. And if a facility ends up seeing a Medicaid application coming along with a penalty, it can possibly jeopardize the admission when trying to place a loved one in a facility.
Which is why it just really brings to mind, and I just have to bring this up, this is kind of the elephant in the room, how important it is for someone to really reach out to a firm like Senior Planning Services as opposed to trying to wing this on their own.
So we always try to, and we try to stress it to the families. We speak, you know, in different community centers. We speak in the community. We do family nights. We do seminars, you know, in different counties, in different areas, to express to the families of planning for the future. Get an education, get an understanding of what's coming down the line, what's coming down the pipeline. I can tell you that every single day that family comes to us and says, how come I didn't know about you guys a few months ago? Mm. If I would have known, if I would have, should have. These type of things can be prevented if by getting an education, getting an understanding of this Medicaid process and what you're about to face.
I have to add, I mean, it's how special does it feel to be in a business that aids people in such a meaningful way? It's really special.
There is no better feeling when we finish a Medicaid application, whether it's somebody that's going long-term in a nursing home or somebody that's going short-term in the community, getting set up with home care, and all of a sudden you see a testimonial come in from a family ranting and raving and praising you know, all the different parties that were involved in assisting that family getting onto the Medicaid application process. There's no better sense of accomplishment,
right?
You know, by receiving that testimonial. Special. To help that family.
Special. Now, Medicaid has strict policies regarding asset limits. Yeah, this was touched on, but is there any way that someone can retain their assets, you know, for the family? Could they protect their home?
So, yes, without getting into too many details, and again, if somebody would like, you know, more information on protecting home or protecting assets, and, you know, the few different type of trusts, again, we can be reached at the 516-500-SENIORS or on our website. We could be reached at any time to go ahead.
And again, what's the web address?
It's www.senior-planning.com. Okay. For the free, you know, education.
And again, the phone number one more time, I'm sorry?
Is 516-500-SENIORS. That's S-E-N-I-O-R-S.
Perfect. So sorry I interrupted you.
Not a problem at all. One of the ways today, like I said before, is the gifting. You're not allowed to go ahead and gift in the five-year look-back period. Any amount that was gifted for somebody in the five-year look-back period when going into a nursing home can be a penalty. It's not a percentage. It's a dollar-for-dollar amount. Whatever amount was gifted is the amount that has to go ahead and be paid back in order to prevent the penalty. In our situation, usually which comes to us, is there's no funds left to go ahead and repay a gift. So what happens is there is a legal way today, which is called a promissory note. If you look it up online, it's either called, they call it the Hafley's rule or the split rule, however you want to go ahead and call it, which Medicaid in New York allows somebody to split half of their assets. Half of the assets the family gets to go ahead and keep. The remaining part of the assets, which covers the penalty period, gets paid back, but not to the family, gets paid back to the long-term care facility, which covers the penalty period. Once that penalty period is up, then Medicaid will go ahead and then pick up in full. So you can look at the status of the resident as a Medicaid penalty period, or you can look at it as private pay, but that period of time is the penalty period from the gift that was given.
I'm just going to, again, repeat the obvious. You know, for some people that want to try to do this on their own, it just they're navigating something that's just
absolutely
near impossible. I mean, it's not impossible, but
I don't want to say that a person might end up needing a nursing home themselves after dealing with this process. You know what I mean? But it's a big possibility of.
So what does Senior Planning Services do to prevent, and this is a biggie, spousal impoverishment?
So spousal impoverishment, which does come up on a daily basis.
Sure.
You know, we have a lovely couple living in the community, and all of a sudden, let's just say the husband in our case, you know, slipped on the ice and ends up having to go into a nursing home. And now all of a sudden, this sweet little woman is living in the community, doesn't know how to start to pay bills and how to deal with all the finances, as well as she was living off her husband prior to him going into the facility. How can she protect her home? How can she live? What's the, you know, the process?
Right.
So the way Medicaid allows her to do is something called a spousal refusal, which enables the community spouse to pretty much, I like the way explained, is like financially separate herself from her loved one going into a nursing home, which Medicaid looks at it as now almost like a single case. So if it's a single case, the community spouse that gets to keep most of the assets, as a single case, he would be Medicaid eligible as of today Medicaid would then go ahead and pick up his bill entirely, and the community spouse would not go ahead and be affected too much. Now, there is, you know, little minute details that do end up coming in along the line with doing a spousal refusal. I don't want to scare anybody. We're going to leave those off for now. But if
you could feel free. You could share it. I mean, you shared a story, about a family member earlier on. But feel free to share anything so people understand how serious of a subject this really is.
So when going ahead and doing a spousal refusal, you do have to be a little bit cautious. Like I said before, Medicaid and the philosophy of Medicaid is it's irrelevant what the situation is at home prior to needing Medicaid is your funds are to be spent on your care. So the fact now that Medicaid is allowing you to do a spousal refusal to protect the community spouse of the assets and, you know, the income which she needs to go ahead and live, Medicaid still comes after and says, well, we'd like our piece. We're paying X amount of dollars out for your loved one's care in the facility. That's fine. You're getting to keep, you know, let's say it's $200,000-$300,000 of the assets. Wonderful. We would like to take a certain part of those assets, at least to cover the outstanding bill that we went ahead and paid for your husband to go into the facility.
My guest is Mayor Kaplan, Marketing Manager at Senior Planning Services. Mayor, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
100%. Again, can you please repeat the phone number and the website for people to get in touch with Senior Planning Services?
Again, to reach Senior Planning Services at any time, it's 516-500-7364. Again, that's 516-500-SENIORS, SENIORS, or on our website at www.senior-planning.com. We are on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, always available to answer and help any families that could ever need anything with the Medicaid application process.
And no worries, for those that are just tuning in, you missed some very important information. On the Tuesday following the airing of this show, it will be available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. Team Ahead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. Team Ahead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. Team Ahead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC. My guest now is none other than Ben Mandelbaum. He is the COO of Senior Planning Services. Ben, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Now, again, we're having some incredible conversation with your team. Senior Planning Services is an incredible company which provides many critical services. Perhaps you could describe, in a nutshell, the scope of services.
Okay, well, there's many, but, you know, because we do work with healthcare providers as well as the individuals who ultimately need, you know, coverage to have the healthcare services that they're medically need or, you know, whatever their current life circumstance may be. Mm-hmm. But basically, we help individuals understand what, you know, what Medicaid and the various Medicaid programs provide, so that they can set themselves up for the appropriate care, whether it be at home or in a nursing home, assisted living facility, and so on. Our primary goal is to educate individuals as to what's available to them, what the Medicaid programs cover, and help them navigate where they may be best suited based on their financial circumstance and situation, to allow themselves, you know, to get into the best, you know, the best possible situation. And they, ultimately there are those individuals that need our services, and, you know, that we end up taking them all the way to the finish line with applying for Medicaid, you know, for the appropriate Medicaid program, and really allowing them to just, you know, not have to get, you know, the individual themselves or their family members not have to get pulled into this extremely complicated, you know, navigate a very complicated system of understanding and getting their Medicaid benefits in place. So our goal is to educate, but with some of the individuals that it's relevant for, we actually get their Medicaid benefits in place and help them get set up with the right healthcare provider.
Mm. My guest is none other than Ben Mandelbaum, the Chief Operating Officer at Senior Planning Services. I want to remind the listeners they can be reached at 516-500-SENIORS. Again, that's 516-500-SENIORS. Now, here's a question, Ben. Does Senior Planning Services work primarily with individuals or companies?
Interesting question. I would say we're primarily, you know, ultimately our goal is to work with individuals. But in order to do that, we do work with many healthcare providers, both on the, you know, nursing home side as well as many home care providers. And ultimately our services are a benefit to both the provider and the individuals who are being cared for. So, we can get more into that, but that's the short answer.
Mm. So how does Senior Planning Services manage having both a B2B component and a B2C component?
Good question. I guess the way we manage it is, I mean, first of all, you have to understand that both the B2B, as in the providers, mm-hmm. as well as the B2C, the users, mm-hmm. or, you know, the individuals who need the healthcare, they're both faced with a similar challenge, I should say, because if the individuals who need the healthcare services don't understand, you know, what's available to them, and they're not taking the right, you know, utilizing the right conduits to help them obtain benefits, ultimately the providers are then in a tough situation, because then they don't have a way that they're guaranteed that they're going to get paid for providing the services.
Right.
So the need is really for the provider and the end user, you know, the individual senior or whoever it may be that is getting the care. And ultimately, once we make ourselves available to the providers in helping educate the individuals they're caring for and ultimately helping many of them obtain the benefits, it becomes very clear that the B2B and B2C aspect are both very, very relevant and necessary.
Mm. Now, this might seem like it might seem like a stupid question, but for someone who has not gone through it, they may not get it. And that is, why should someone use Senior Planning Services rather than attempt to navigate the system on their own?
That's not a stupid question at all.
Thank you.
It's actually a good question. Clearly, you're a pretty smart guy.
Thank you.
But I will, I'll tell you, that's why actually the way our company is set up is in a way that we offer an initial consultation to whoever it may be, wherever they may be. And specifically for that reason, because many people don't understand, why should I utilize a service? Why should I pay somebody, a couple $1,000s to go ahead and help me get my benefits in place? And the reason we start with an initial consultation is because once we get to talk to them, they can understand that there are various Medicaid programs, that, you know, Medicaid is a government, you know, program that's a government insurance, you know, long-term care insurance, but you have to be eligible. There's criteria, there's a process to apply. And ultimately the government offices are extremely overwhelmed with an unbelievable amount of applicants that come their way.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, they don't get to everything timely. And it can be difficult to, if you apply wrong, you can get denied. If you present the wrong information or not enough information, again, you can get hit with a denial. If you're not clear with certain information, you can get hit with a penalty that they won't cover certain dates of service for you. So there are so many factors that can, you know, ultimately inhibit your coverage and your you know, getting what you need out of this program that the government is ready to offer you if you don't go through the process in the right way. So ultimately, that free consultation really helps us get good information about the potential applicant and helps us guide them. Now, many of the people that have a very straightforward case, we would actually just give them the free information and tell the families that it's really straightforward and they could do it on their own. So mm-hmm. That's why we offer that free consult, because not every person is a good candidate for us to actually help through the process. But at least we can guide them from the onset how to do it. But many people, if they don't hire us, they will be not applying in the proper way, and ultimately they will not get their benefit, or at least they won't get it in a timely manner, and it'll affect what services ultimately they can tap into.
And I want to remind the listeners that Senior Planning Services offers this as a free consultation, and they can be reached at 516-500-SENIORS. Again, that's 516-500-SENIORS. And, of course, on their website, senior-planning.com. Again, that's www.senior-planning.com. Well, Ben, just any other final reflections? I mean, running such a company that's servicing the public, of course, it's a service, but you're helping people at a very, very trying time. Their loved ones are being discharged from a hospital. They could be cleaned out of their life savings. How special is it to be in this industry?
It is a very special, you know, opportunity to be able to always be helping people. You know, they are very often, they're in crisis mode and extremely overwhelmed, and being able to take off, you know, this part of it. You know, they're still dealing with mom, dad, or whoever it may be, being placed in a home, being placed, you know, needing full-time help at home or whatever their circumstances. But they're dealing with a lot, and us being able to remove this financial piece and that burden is definitely a very special opportunity for us. And thankfully, we have a great, great staff. I mean, the staff that works for us is really professionals that understand not only the Medicaid system and the healthcare system, but also understand individuals and their needs. And with all that combined, we really have the opportunity to offer people a great service, a much-needed service, and we look at it as an opportunity that we can be able to help so many people, and it is something very special.
Mm. Ben, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me, and look forward anytime.
Thank you. So it's very, very special. That was the COO of Senior Planning Services. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Come join the most trusted business network for executives, the C-Suite Network. If you're a business of $5 million or greater, or your position is VP or higher, you're invited to join the C-Suite Network to connect with business peers. Go to csuitenetwork.com. That is csuitenetwork.com to learn more about the benefits, meetings, and services exclusive for C-suite executives like you. And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com.
My final guest of the evening is none other than Isaac Itzkowitz, the executive director of SES Pool Trust. Now, again, that's part of the LTC suite of services, senior planning services, as we discussed earlier on with the various guests that we've had. And one thing is very clear. Don't try doing this on your own. You could forfeit so much at stake. So much is there that people are going to need to rely on. And they need a company like Senior Planning Services in order to navigate this very complicated process. Isaac, first of all, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
100%. Now, maybe you can explain for our audience, what is SES Pooled Trust? What is that all about?
Okay. So I'm gonna defer that question for
100%.
About 10 seconds, and I'm going to explain a little bit, and then we'll segue back into that.
Sure.
So SES Pool Trust is actually, like we mentioned, a sister company to Senior Planning Services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that some of the other guests touched on, you know, the nursing home regulations, how to navigate the nursing home process coming out of a hospital, whether you're in the community. You know, there's another kind of Medicaid, which I believe, you know, one of the other guests touched on, which is home care Medicaid.
Okay.
Home care Medicaid has a very different set of rules for the look-back periods,
okay.
And it allows people who may not qualify for the nursing home application or the nursing home coverage to get care to some level in their house. So, as was stated, the nursing home application is a five-year look-back, a full financial audit of all of your five-year history of mm-hmm. all your accounts. With home care Medicaid, which is more referred to as community Medicaid,
okay.
There's a 30-day look-back period. So it gives people the option, not only who don't qualify for the nursing home application, but for those that want to remain at home to the best that they can, age in place, it gives them an option to stay in their comfort of their home, remain, you know, keep their dignity intact, and you know, continue to live hopefully for the rest of their life in their home that they've been in for some
amazing
years.
Because if someone is not dealing with a company like Senior Planning Services, they wouldn't necessarily know that. They may have gotten rejected on the 5-year look back and then say, okay, I all is lost.
Correct.
Not realizing that this option is available for them.
Correct. I mean, we do a lot of, like Mayor said, we do a lot of seminars, a lot of education in the community, and the first thing out of, you know, the people attending there, you know, the first thing out of their mouth is, well, I don't qualify because I had assets in the last 5 years, and I try to explain to them that with home care, you don't have that issue. And then they, you know, it opens them up to an entire new world that they weren't aware of prior to that, you know, session. So there's the 30-day look-back period. It gives people the option to transfer. Mm-hmm. Now, as a company that deals with both ends of the coin, we want to make sure that we're not setting people up for failure should they ever need a nursing home down the road. So when we tell them how to transfer assets, whether it's to children, to irrevocable trusts, whatever it might be, we kind of guide them that, hey, if you're going to need the nursing home application in the next 5 years, you're still going to run into a lot of these issues. So if you are transferring assets to any method that is available today, don't spend that money. Hold on to it, because as one of the other guests said, it's dollar for dollar that needs to be paid back. So we try to educate them on both regards. Obviously, as a child, they want their parent to remain at home.
Right.
They'll try their options. If it doesn't work, they'll go to the second option. But for the most part, it gives people that whole new world, like I said, that they just haven't heard about before.
Now, yeah, right. Well, now let's come to the other question. What is SES Pooled Trust?
Very good. So in a nursing home setting, which I don't know if it was touched on, you know, we talked about assets a lot, which is really the big concern.
Right.
When it comes to somebody's monthly income, Social Security, pension, an IRA distribution or something of that sort, when you're in a nursing home, that income is due to the facility. And Medicaid covers the balance of that bill. Mm-hmm. Again, it could be a significant amount. Like I think Michael said, you know, the nursing homes cost between $10,000 and $15,000. So if you have $2,000-$3,000 a month of income and you're going to be there long term, the facility has the right to retain that. And Medicaid wants you to be impoverished to that degree. But out in the community, people have mortgages, people have utilities, maintenance, rent, you know, food, groceries, all the different kinds of daily
expenses.
So Medicaid gave an option that if you have income, you know, and I'll give an example. Let's say a person makes $2,000 a month and Medicaid sets your income limit at $845. So how are you you don't qualify, and you definitely can't afford to pay for private care on that kind of income. So Medicaid says, well, if you need the care, not a problem. You pay me everything above the $845. You pay me about $1,100 and change a month, as you know, kind of like a deductible, and we'll pay the rest. So you are getting a kind of a fair trade, but then you're left with $845
right.
monthly to pay all of your expenses. I don't know about you, but I don't know anybody that can live on that.
Right, of course.
And it's a very big issue that comes up. So about 30 years ago, there was a lawsuit about this, and it went to the federal Supreme Court, and they designed something called the Supplemental Special Needs Trust. There are some individuals, you know, if there's family and there's a disabled, you know, sibling or whatnot, mm-hmm. that they can manage it. Some attorneys will do it. But strictly for income, for Medicaid and SSI and other type of welfare benefits, there was a law that was enacted that any, you know, these types of trusts are, any funds that go into these trusts are exempt from these programs. So what happened was in New York, where you have one of the largest home care populations
right.
across the U.S., just from a disabled and an aged standpoint, there's about 200,000 seniors. Mm. It became a very big issue for the state. So the state put that into their Medicaid laws. The way I view it is if the state didn't do that, you would have that many more people in nursing homes, and that would cost the state a lot more money right. in Medicaid dollars,
right.
and they would ultimately go bankrupt, which is where they kind of were on the verge of that in 2011 when Governor Cuomo signed the new Medicaid regulations into law, and it cut spending by $2 billion. So that was an option that Medicaid gave. New York had adopted it to their Medicaid law, and it gave people the option of sheltering their excess money every month in this kind of trust. So the first thing that people tell me when I tell them that is, okay, so great, I didn't pay it to Medicaid, but I put it into this trust. Now what? What do I do? I lost the money anyway. I'm right. still living on $845.
Right.
So here's the greatest catch of all time.
Okay.
The greatest catch is that the money that goes into that trust can be utilized to pay for a member of the trust
okay.
everyday living expenses. Rent, utilities, groceries, credit cards, car payments, car insurance, life insurance premiums. The trust has very few limitations. The trust cannot pay for items that are covered under other insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance. And the trust cannot pay for alcohol, tobacco, firearms, gambling. You know, the state wants you right. to keep this so you can
right.
stay at home, so it costs right. them less money, but right. they're not going to support any bad habits, you know, that right. a person might have.
Go party with it.
And it yeah. comes up. People tell me, I can't take that bus to Atlantic City anymore. I'm like, well, you could with your 845. So, you know, it's definitely a very, very valuable option. You know, we do hundreds of Medicaid applications for home care style, you know, patients a month, and we see that about 9 out of 10 people who clearly understand it, you know, especially if there's a family member involved, we'll go through with the option because the alternative is really just not feasible to
right.
getting the care.
Now, how could someone get in touch with you or the people at SCS Pool Trust?
So you can utilize the same number through senior planning if you wish. It's 516-500-SENIORS. The direct number for SCS Pool Trust is 718-971-2509.
Could you repeat that, please?
That's 718-971-2509.
Now, as far as a website, is it the same site?
The website for SCS Pool Trust specifically is www.scspooltrust.org.
And again, SCS Pooled?
Pooled. That's P-O-O-L-E-D, trust.org.
.org. Now, perhaps you can clarify, why is it that so many are Medicaid? Now, again, you touched on this previously, but just in its, this is, you know, such a fundamental concept, they just don't have sufficient funds for living expenses. Now, of course, again, so, you explained this, but just they got to hear it straight.
You know, and it comes up very often, and, you know, sometimes it takes two or three tries to get them to understand how the
right.
process works, because it is a separate process from the Medicaid application. So, you know, we always have to start off and segue into what the worse-off option is, which
right.
is Medicaid is going to take whatever balance above their limit is, and that's going to leave you with no money. And that's why people, I mean, I come across people today, you know, in my daily travels through the trust,
mm-hmm.
and I see people all the time that are paying extremely large amounts to Medicaid every month, and they tell me they've been doing this for so many years. And now I understand why they are barely paying their rent, and they're on, you know, all of their programs mm-hmm. to pay to get food and whatnot, and the family is struggling to put it, you know, on the table for them. And that's really where I see a lot of these members don't have those funds. So it's a very big struggle for them. And once we introduce the trust, you know, it changes their world. And I, you know, we have countless stories of people that have been doing this for so long and they never knew. They just never knew.
And it
knew.
Just ate away at all their life savings.
Everything they had.
Life's gone.
Yeah. It was a very, very tough thing for them. And to hear about it later on, you know, it was a nice thing to hear, but it was also a tough thing to hear that they've spent
right, they burned
countless
through
dollars over
hundreds
the last...
of thousands of dollars burned right through.
Correct.
Now, you did touch on this earlier on, but it's just,
I feel it's important. It's worth repeating because, like you said, people are just not getting it. How, at the end of the day, how does a pooled trust solve this problem?
Pooled trust is very simple. It solves the problem by ensuring that your funds that you make on a monthly basis, mm-hmm. from Social Security or pension, you work your whole life, this right. is what you have to retire right. on. You do need benefits, which you've paid into the system your whole life as well. You want to ensure that you don't have to contribute to that system. You should be a recipient of that system 100% in its entirety, and you should not have to contribute. By, you know, and I get a lot of people that tell me, well, why should I have to circumvent some of my income to the trust, and then you pay some of my bills? Why can't I just show Medicaid that I'm paying my bills?
And of course, what's the answer?
And the answer is that Medicaid wants it to be managed. There are certain laws that have to be, you know, adhered to as far as what can be paid, cannot be paid, who it can be paid for. Unfortunately, if somebody has a family or are still living with them and they're disabled, the trust can only pay for expenses that are for that disabled beneficiary. So we have to be very careful when we're paying the bills directly to Verizon or the rent or whoever it's going mm-hmm. to be, that it's for the specific needs of that disabled individual. So we're solving that problem by making sure that they can retain their money for their expenses, and we advise them to use the money in the trust before you go dip into whatever else you have. Clear out the trust on a monthly basis. Everybody has their own account. It's monitored through, you know, a regular banking mm-hmm. system, and we want you to clear it out, because what happens is that Medicaid says you can utilize this throughout your life. Once a person passes away, any money left, Medicaid wants to try to recoup some of the funds right. they've laid out, which right. could be, like you said, right. in the hundreds of thousands. So what happens is they start, they don't really know how to use the trust, and they start using their funds at home. So we do a lot of that education to say, no, use your funds in the trust before you touch any other monthly expenses. Once that's clear and you're at a zero point until the next month's deposit, now you can dip into your own savings. Mm-hmm.
So all the people that have reached out to SCS Pool Trust, is there a customer service number they could reach out with questions that they may have on a daily basis?
Yeah, so our main number is 718-971-2509. We have a few different options there for somebody wanting to learn about the trust. Once somebody's enrolled in the trust, we have a case management department that specializes. You know, you have one person to talk to about every, you know, question you have. We're not going to throw you around department to department, and that's kind of what puts us apart.
Wow.
And it gives somebody, you know, the personal relationship to their case manager, and thankfully we have that relationship with our members.
Now, just a final question here. What are some of the benefits of home care versus nursing facilities?
I mean, that's kind of like, you know, we're put in a little bit of a tough position with that. Most people we know want to remain at home. Nobody wants to be in a skilled nursing facility.
Right.
Unfortunately, there are sometimes a level of care you just can't be at home.
Right.
You know, there are people that should be in a skilled nursing facility, and they are at home. They are grandfathered in from the old Medicaid system. They have two 12-hour shifts. They have a 24/7 living at their home. They have all sorts of equipment. You know, times have changed. And unfortunately, with all the cuts, you know, in 2011 and continuously going
right.
on,
right.
it's making it a lot harder for people to remain at home, especially with the family's involvement. Because somebody who normally maybe would have gotten a full-time help is now only getting 8 or 10 hours. That means somebody has to be there at
yeah.
night. Somebody has to be there the rest of the time.
Can't be there alone.
And it's a very difficult thing for a child who has their own family or has their own job. And it makes it very difficult. And although it's the hardest decision to make, in my opinion,
it
sometimes is the most necessary, you know, to maintain a healthy lifestyle for yourself, your family, although you hate to see your parent or right. loved one go into
such
a facility
like that. Difficult. But what's so precious here is that it's such a tense period of time for a family, but at least to have a company like Senior Planning Services and SCS Pool Trust to kind of hold their hand along the way makes it so much easier, if you will, to at least navigate that complicated part of life, would you say?
Correct. I mean, you know, we get a lot of our referrals through the trust are when somebody's ready to come home from a short-term stay at a rehab or a hospital stay. And there's a lot of arrangements going on. You have the ambulette and the home care and right. everything going on together, the nursing assessments for this agency, for that agency. And it kind of all has to piece together well, and it often doesn't because you're dealing with multiple different vendors. And it's a very stressful time. So we try to, you know, get to their home before everybody else comes in. Right. Let's get this off your table. Let's explain right. how this plays into all the home care, which it does in a very big way. Let's resolve this before you have to start with actually getting somebody home.
Isaac, that was Isaac Iskowitz, the executive director of SES Pool Trust. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you again for having us.
Well, stay tuned now up next here on 77 WABC for Rita Cosby. And tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Now, just before I close, I want to remind the listeners, in case you missed this edition, it will be available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. And perhaps, Isaac, if you could just repeat again, what is the phone number for people to get in touch with Senior Planning Services or SES Pool Trust?
Senior Planning Services, the main phone number is 516-500-SENIORS. That's 516-500-SENIORS.
And
on our web at www.senior-planning.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're on all the social media sites. For SES Pool Trust specifically, our phone number is 718-971-2509. That's 718-971-2509. And on the web at www.scspooledtrust.org. That's P-O-O-L-E-D trust.org.
Isaac, you're a pro. Thank you again for joining me. And again, tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.